What is up, beautiful people? We are going live. It is Ignite Your Purpose. Johnny B, what is the question of the day?
Max, who is in control of your time?
Oh, this goes back to our conversation from this morning, Mr. Johnny B. I was telling Johnny I felt very rushed in a bunch of situations. So I am not in control of my own time in these certain situations, but the truth of the fact is, it is only us who controls our own time situation. And if we were going to go deep on that, which we won't, we don't have enough time, but it gets into my ego. It gets into me wanting to please other people, wanting other people to like me, not feeling adequate enough, fears of not enough abundance. It goes so deep because I want to try and keep everybody so happy with what they expect of me with my time. And that's a recipe for failure right there, people. So do not do what I just spoke about. And it happens to me all the time when I get like crazy amounts of emails in and saying there's due dates and why haven't you done this and when's this coming, and it messes with me, and it's something I'm still trying to learn. Johnny?
Good points, my friend. We're going to keep this short today, short. So you get an email, you look at it. You get a text, you look at it. You're at dinner with your husband or your wife or your brother or your mother or your father or your sister. Ting, ting, ting. And this distraction just keeps going and keep going and keep going. And we feel obliged to look at it because somebody at the other end is asking us. So we may think we are deciding whether to look at our phone or not, but we all do, and it's the phones are designed that way, that annoying little ring, but the person at the other end of that device has control over your time.
This is
Max,
true. And again, if we want to get deep into understanding why that is, I kind of touched on a few of those things and I don't want to repeat myself. But at some point, you have to know you are in control. We cannot worry about what other people think about us. I guess that takes a crazy amount of time to get to that point. But for me, huge learning curve this morning, just understanding, whoa, why am I so feeling so anxious, feeling so stressed? All because other people are kind of throwing their shit upon me, right? Don't let that happen. Put up your mental and your physical energetic blockade and do you.
If I send an email or I send a text, I send it and I don't expect a response because I do not know what is going on with that person's life at the other end. Anything could be happening. They could be driving, they could be giving birth, they could be eating a big fat burger. I don't know why they don't answer, but they will get around to choosing to answer when they have the
Truth.
time. That's
And
it. That's
a lot
us.
of the time,
We're
and a
done.
lot of the, okay, and a lot of times those expectations are something I put on myself, and I'm sure you do too, people. And you know what? Not everybody wants everything right this moment, so leave it at that. John, I thank you for your time.
Yeah, listeners, people out there, thank you. You could be anywhere in the world. You're right here with us, with Max, and me. So we'll see you tomorrow for the
Ask some questions, people. We love getting those mental tickles from you guys. So shout us out. Put us on the hot spot. We
And
love you. Appreciate you.
if you're feeling brave, come on the show, ask the question live, and we'll get some discussions going.
Graham, we're talking to you. Simon, we're talking to you. UK boys, we're talking to you. That's
Yeah.
it. Love you all.
JJ. Bye.
Peace.